and that's the last action of the game, and it ends in a scoreless draw. Harps nil, Drogheda United nil. Keith, they huffed and puffed, Harps, but they just couldn't find an opener.
Yeah, disappointing there, I suppose, from Harps in the end up, especially, you know, with Drogheda going down to 10 men. That was the opportunity. Discipline, I suppose, was a problem then for Harps, you know, getting that man sent off. I suppose your substitutions and, you know, everything changes when something like that happens. I'm sure Ollie and Paul had their own ideas about what they were going to do for the last 15 minutes or so, but that, look, that changes everything for them then. That and discipline from Sean Boyd is, you know, it's kind of inexcusable at this age, you know, age of the season, when points are so vital. It was all set up for Harps there, you know, like attacking the town end. You know, we've seen so many big goals, you know, these type of nights. It's been a disappointing night for them.
A good night though for Drogheda, given the situation at the bottom end of the table. They move on now to 44 points with 33 games played, so they have a 2-point advantage over Dundalk, who are on 42. Then come Harps in 8th place on 39 points. They're level on points with Waterford, who drop into the relegation playoff spot. But because Harps have a better goal average, they are out of the bottom two, Keith. So all eyes, all of a sudden, will turn to the RSC tomorrow night, where Waterford will play Derry City.
Yeah, and you know, you can't ever imagine. Obviously, look, Derry have their own things. They're looking to get that third place, and they'll be pushing massively for that one. But again, look, we know how good Waterford have been since the second half of the season, so they're not going to make it easy for Derry. And then Harps, you know, so we have to look forward to Friday night, and you know, just I suppose it's added even more spice to that one.
Of course, Drogheda will return to action again on Thursday night. They have another big match, a local derby against Dundalk in Drogheda. That's on Thursday night. Then they go to Bowes. They will finish off with a trip to the champions Shamrock Rovers, and Shamrock Rovers will also provide opposition for Waterford. Their final four games: Waterford at home to Derry, then they are at home to Shamrock Rovers, they're away to Longford Town, and then they will finish off with a home match against St Pat's. And as I mentioned already on commentary, there will be twists, there will be turns between now and the end of the season, Keith. And Harps fans will be hoping that those twists and turns work out in favour of their side.
Oh yeah, still a long way to go. You know, I wouldn't be settling for any playoff spots just yet. They still have the capabilities, once it's still in your hands, to get out of that relegation zone or that relegation playoff spot. You know, they shouldn't be giving up any hope. Tonight just wasn't a great night for them. You know, it was a bit nervy from the off. You know, we saw Drogheda almost hit the front early on. That goal was cancelled out. Harps really grew into the game, and you know, were really strong end of the first half, and it sort of grew into the second half. They had the opportunity, as I said, when they went down to that 10 men, and you know, they just never really took it, and you know, they didn't really create anything. You spoke about Dan O'Reilly there, that was at the, you know, turned in a great performance after a nervy start for him, you know, coming back to his old ground, and you know, as you say, a man of match performance in the second half. He didn't miss much that came into the box.
Harps didn't really have all that many chances in the second half, after such a good performance in the first half, where despite all their possession and creativity, they didn't really muster any good chances on the Drogheda goal. In the second half, an early opportunity for Boyd with a header, around about 12 minutes in, but then we had the sending off of Jake Hyland on 71 minutes, and you would have felt Harps could have kicked on after that, but it didn't work out. They themselves were reduced to 10 men when Sean Boyd was red carded. That came just a couple of minutes after the real big opening of that second half, the chance for Owen Abbey, Keith, but he headed over from close range, and you felt at that stage that Harps, you know, the big opportunity passed them by.
Yeah, that sort of seemed to be the one, Jeremy. That ball into the box, you know, that nobody went and dealt with, and you know, Owen Abbey found himself a couple of yards out and wasn't able to capitalise. But look, we have to give Harps massive credit too. Look, they played on Friday night against the champions that, you know, can control most of the game, so that was going to be heavy on the legs in a game coming here tonight. And look, Drogheda did, as we said, didn't need to go and win the game. They were able to just, you know, be compact, be organised, and you know, try and get Harps to come and break them down, which unfortunately weren't able to do.
So there you have it. It's finished here at Finn Park in Balbuffet in Steelmate. A goalless draw. Harps nil, Drogheda United nil. My thanks to Keith Cowan for his co-commentary here tonight at Finn Park. Thanks to you for listening. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening.